Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. There's live music in the Oasis Bar below our studio here every Sunday evening in a great atmosphere. There's fantastic food in the Oasis Bar as well, and it's just a fantastic bar. The hotel is lovely as well, and if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the greater Dublin area, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's something that our Jeremy wants to get off his chest.
I do.
That's the simplest way to describe what today's topic is about.
Now, I witnessed this last night, but I'll say this isn't the first time I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it many times, but last night it was just like, oh, this has to be discussed. Okay, so at 8:45 exactly, and the reason I know the time is because we went to the fridge and we had no milk, and my wife says, the local shop closes at 9 o'clock, so she says, leg it around to the local shop and get milk before the shop closes. So it was about 8:45 last night. Now, if you remember last night, it was freezing cold, pitch dark, obviously. It gets dark at 5 o'clock. So dark, cold, miserable night. And I go around to the shop. And as you know, Adrian, where I live in quite a good estate, a decent estate. We paid more money to live in an area like that. But not far from where the shop is, there's an estate that's, how would you describe it?
It's a working class estate. Yeah? The council estate.
Council estate, okay. Yeah. And pull up to the shop anyway, and it's littered outside with kids. Now, I want to make this very clear. When I say kids, I am not talking about 16 and 17 year olds. I'm talking about kids, some of which were the same age as my young fella smoking outside the shop. 10 years of age, 10 and 11. So I'm talking about pre-teens here. So I want you all to get that into your head, that I'm not talking about 17 and 18 year olds or anything like that. I'm talking about pre-teens. There was kids as young as my son outside the shop in the pitch dark last night at 8:45. Okay, there's three issues here. First of all, it was freezing cold last night. Yeah. Second of all, they were smoking. They shouldn't have been smoking, which the parents would never know. Thirdly, it was a school night. Okay, why in God's name are they out till 9:15? And 40, sorry, can I add a fourth thing as well? So school night, freezing cold, out smoking as well. And fourthly, causing just hassle. Like asking everybody going to the shop, will you buy his cigarettes, and asking will you buy his drink and the off licence and stuff like that. And I just thought to myself, went in, got my milk and went home. And as I'm going home, I'm driving through my estate and there's not a sinner out. There's no kid. And I'm going to ask a couple of questions. But the first question I want, if anybody has the answer to it, I would love to get the... I know the answer, by the way, but I want to see if anybody else knows the answer. Why in... Well, we're using the word council estate. Is that what you're saying?
It is. Yeah. Well, the place you're talking about is a council estate.
Why in a council estate are kids out playing... And kids, again, we're talking about preteens. Why are kids out playing on a school night at 8:45 at night? Where if you go into an estate that's not a council estate, you won't see... And I'm not exaggerating, there wasn't a sinner. Because who the feck would go out in a night like that? So you have to ask yourself a question about the parenting, okay? So what's the difference between... I'm telling you, my young fella doesn't go out playing in the dark, okay?
So what time is he allowed out to play till?
Until it gets dark.
Until it gets dark.
Yeah, until it gets dark. He'll kick football with his friends, and then as soon as it's dark, but all of his friends come in as well. Yet you go around to the dodgy estate, and it's littered with kids. So I came home, and the first thing I said to my missus was, did the parents of those kids give a fiddler's fuck about where their kids are? And she said, well, obviously they don't. And that has to be the truth, doesn't it?
Is it?
Well,
okay.
It is. So I think, I'll summarise by saying this, I think it's neglectful. I think these parents literally don't care about your kids. If you let your 10-year-old out at 9:15 on a school night in the middle of winter, you don't give a fuck about your kids. Okay, so don't try and come at me with arguments. You do not care about your children. You know why? Because the kids are probably little shits and you want them out of the house. And once they're out of the house, they're not causing you hassle. And you can sit down and watch Love Island or whatever you're watching. And you know little Jordan's out of your face. So if he's out of your face, you don't care what's going on. So you don't care about them. But why is, and I'm not making it a class thing, why is it a class thing?
Well, I'm going to argue with you that when I was that age, when I was 10, 11, 12, I was out playing in the dark in the middle of winter, climbing trees and having the crack. We weren't causing...
These kids aren't climbing trees. Kids don't climb trees since the 80s. These kids aren't climbing trees.
The point I'm making is we were out playing until 8 or 9 in the evening in the winter when I was a kid.
Your parents obviously...
We weren't wrecking the place.
Yeah, your parents obviously didn't. There was no parental supervision. But
we all were. Everyone in the estate was.
Yeah, because there was no parental supervision there.
No, that's just what we did. We were out playing. That's what young people do. So the point I'm trying to make is that you never did that. You had a boring childhood.
No, that's not true.
No, you weren't out playing. We were out playing.
No, okay, you're getting the wrong picture. These kids were not playing.
What were they doing?
Playing is like kicking football or doing whatever they're doing. They were just...
Oh, so if they had been kicking a football, it would have been all right.
No, I'm just saying, they were just hanging around the shops trying to bum cigarettes and bum drink. That's not playing, Adrian. Kids at that age should not be out. And I'd go nearly one step further. I think that there should be a curfew on kids at that age. And what happens is, if the guards pull up outside a group of shops, because they're like flies around those blue lights. They literally swarm around chippers and shops. The guards, if they pull up to a shop, like if they had to pull up to that shop last night, yeah, and a little 11-year-old smoking. Fuck, like 11-year-old smoking at 9 o'clock.
I was also smoking when I was 11, by the way.
I know, there you go. The guards should lift them up, say, where's your house? Bring them back to the house and get the parents done for neglect, because that is neglect. And I would...
So you want a curfew for children at night time?
In the wintertime, summertime. Stay out to whatever time you want until it's dark. There's absolutely no excuse for a minor being out at that time of night, other than the parents don't give a damn. And that is the truth.
Right, so you would like to see a curfew being brought in for young people. From what age? Up to what age?
Say 16.
Okay, so a curfew for under 16s, yeah?
Yep.
What time does this curfew kick off at? As soon as it gets dark.
Yeah, as soon as it gets dark.
At 4:30 in the middle of winter.
There's no need for kids to be out in the dark.
Says who?
What are they doing if they're out?
What's the difference between it being dark and it being bright?
Because I'm telling you now, these kids who were out, who were 11 years of age, out till 9 o'clock, by the age of 15, they're in robbed cars. By the age of 18, they're smashing bus shelters and throwing rocks at buses and stuff like that.
No, I disagree. Oh, well, then, because I never smashed a bus shelter in my life.
Yeah, but there was no parental supervision in your house, obviously.
But I never smashed a bus shelter in my life.
Doesn't matter. There was no...
You just hung around.
There was no parental supervision in your house.
Let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note that we just got from Jackie.
Hi, Jeremy. Love the show. I'm just really furious about the state of the estate next to me. At the moment, every evening there are children, I mean, if you can call them that, animals, out running around terrorizing the neighbors, intimidating older people. I mean, absolute hooligans, a nightmare. And where are the parents? Why are the parents allowing this? Are they just happy that they don't have to mind their own children, that they have them out of the house, or somebody else's problem? Because this isn't something that happens in every estate. I think we know it happens in lower classes estates. I mean, that is true, and you can say what you want, but there's nobody in one of the upper class. They all know where their children are. And it says a lot about those people, and I don't really know why they've had children, because they are a problem for other people. Okay, love the show.
All right, saying something similar to what you were saying, that you...
No, I didn't use the word lower class estates, but she's right. You do not see that in private estates. Not private estates, that's the old-fashioned word. Whatever. You see it in council estates. So what is the difference? Is there a different moral compass when it comes to rearing kids?
Okay, well, let's deal with this suggestion of Jeremy's, that there is some sort of a curfew from maybe 7 o'clock in the evening that young people under the age of 16 are not allowed out, especially in the winter months when it's dark.
Because they're just causing a nuisance. That's all they're doing.
0858252626 is our number. Anastasia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, very good, thank you.
Well, Anastasia, what do you think of this suggestion to have some sort of a curfew where under 16s can be literally rounded up and taken home?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's obviously going to be an answer or a solution. to the problem. I think that the reality in Ireland is there is no place for youth to go that's safe, that's warm, that have good role models, you know, and all those places that were available, they've all been taken away, you know, and usually it's because the people around them, you know, the neighbors, say, for example, there was a place in Dublin called The Exchange years ago, and there used to be children and everyone was welcome, everyone of all ages. And there was always somebody there, and there were always, you know, there was a cup of tea ready to go. You know, there were different things going on at all times, at all hours, during the day, during the evening, and in the wintertime, that place, would be, it would be packed, and it was a free art gallery, you know, for artists, like, and that was taken away by Dublin City Council. So at the end of the day, Ireland can give itself a little bit of a lesson and look back into its past and what it did to provide youth for places that they could go, and you don't have that anymore.
You know, okay, so you believe that that a part of the problem now is that there is nothing for young people to do. There's nothing for kids to do in the evening, bars, sit at home.
That's a cop-out.
Absolutely. Ask any parent around the country, up and down, it doesn't matter what class you're from, your children, and it doesn't matter. The problem comes from people with children in upper-class families, lower-class families. They all have nothing for their teenagers to do other than sports or some sort of inside or outside activity that's based on either GAA or...
No, that's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. Anastasia. That's a cop-out for parents, that they want other people to amuse their kids because they don't want to bother. No, it's your job as a parent to... First of all, it's your job as a parent to amuse your kids. Secondly, if that was the case, if we were to believe your arguments that is because there's nothing to do, then how come in my estate there wasn't one kid out playing on the streets? Where are they? Are they... Like, where are all those...
They're inside on their iPads. They're inside staring at screens. They're talking to their friends on a safe space on a screen now. That's what they're doing. So you're saying as an adult, you can't understand that a child can be outside doing whatever it is they want to do. And you have to be a responsible person and an adult in front of them and treat them with responsibility and respect, just like you would any other adult, an adult. Because until you're going to start doing that as a society and as a culture, you're not going to get that from your children. And if you're going to say that you're going to be inside on a screen, you're going to be outside, and that's what you're going to be doing. Like, and you know, the point is, there is nowhere that a child can go that is safe.
Oh, there is. Sorry, their bedroom. Their bedroom.
Yes.
That's where my son is.
What are they
going to
be doing in there?
That's where my son is.
What are they going to be doing in there unsupervised with other children?
Okay.
Exactly what you have problems with now. So it's a full circle problem.
It's a, you know? What I'm saying
it's
is
not
you,
just the one,
these,
it's not a curfew problem.
Okay, the fact of the matter is some kids don't want to sit in their bedroom all evening playing on a bloody iPad or on a screen or whatever the case may be.
My point is, opening, I mean, Anastasia's talking about, you know, youth clubs and stuff like that. These little young fellas that are hanging around the shops, yeah, at 9 o'clock last night, they don't want to go to youth clubs. They don't want things to do. They want to be, what was the word my mother used to use years ago? Squittering. They want to be squittering around.
What does that mean?
It just means hanging around.
Oh, no,
that's what they want
I've
to be doing.
Youth clubs that actually do differences in.
They don't want to go. They don't want to go to youth clubs. They don't want to go to youth clubs. They want to be hanging out in the streets at night, late at night, bumming smokes and bumming drink because that's what they want to do and causing a nuisance. And
as an adult, your responsibility is to tell them, no, you're too young to be doing that. And that's what people aren't doing anymore. They're just ignoring it. They're just putting their face on. And that's what your problem is that you're not saying, hey, lads, you should be doing something else. That's what you should be doing as a role model, as somebody in public, because you, unfortunately, it's being left to the public to deal with the children. No. No, children are always going to be children. That's always what they're going to be doing. They're always going to be asking.
Nobody's been able to. Well, maybe the first message that you played didn't answer my question. My question was, why does it only happen in certain areas?
It does.
The reality
is, well, you know what? No, because the children who have access to drugs are the ones who have money. And the reality is, it's the look at that one from Cork. You know, you're one from Cork. She's a famous chef, isn't she? And her son has cocaine out the wing wall. You got your one in Limerick, right?
Isolated incidents.
Oh no, it's not isolated.
It is isolated.
So,
are you okay? Well, I want you to do a social experiment then one night when you're free. I want you to drive out to, just off the top of my head, I want you to drive out to Cherry Orchard, okay, at 9 o'clock at night. What?
Oh, I've been all over the country.
Okay,
I've been up and down this country.
Okay,
I'm not even from here. So, and I can tell you one thing. I've been up and down this country, and they actually have been taking away things for the youth, and they don't care.
The fact of the matter is that
where the problem is.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that there is not enough for young people to do.
Sorry, Aizen,
I'll give you an example.
Sorry,
when I was young.
Sorry, Aizen, back for the last 20 years, you would scream at somebody who'd say that on the show. There's nothing for them to do. You would scream at them, and then you have to come in full circle.
Because I'm listening to what Anastasia is saying, and I was younger.
You're making a fool of yourself because
just listen to me.
No, you don't.
Listen to me. When I was 10,
you don't believe what you're saying. You don't
when
even
I was 10, we had lots to do. I was in the Scouts when I was 10. I was in the Altar Boys when I was 10. No. And that all of those things kept me really busy.
You don't believe what you're saying.
Today, no kids are in Scouts. No kids are in Altar Boys.
Because the parents are too feckin' lazy. My kid, my young fella.
Oh,
no, it is. My young fella's in three different things that keep him busy during the week. Three different things. Yeah. The parents of these kids who are hanging out the streets, they couldn't give a fiddler's about what their kids are in. They just know that Jordan is hanging around the shops with his mates, and that's all they care about, that they can watch TV in peace. So don't come at me, Aidan, because you spent the last 20
years... Okay, but let me find out whether or not you agree with the notion of having a curfew for under-16s from about 7 o'clock in the evening to stop them just hanging around and getting into all sorts of bother. We've seen out in Tala recently how buses were pulled, certain bus routes where the number 13 was pulled again because they're buses were being bricked out of it by young people hanging around doing nothing. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Should there be a curfew for under 16s?
You can't curfew everybody. It starts at home. You start with your own kids. I have an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I can tell you I know where they are at any given time of the day. If my 11-year-old turned around to me at, say, 8 o'clock and said, "Mom, I'm going out," she'd be told no. It's too late for an 11-year-old to be out there, as Jeremy said. What about school the next day? There is stuff out there there's something to do. My son plays GA. He does soccer. There is other stuff to do. You can go out and play with your kids if they want to go out and play.
But not let them out on their own.
He does go out and play on his own. I do let him out, but not in the dark or not if it's too late. I know where he is. I have a massive green. I live in a council estate, and there's a massive green in front of my house, and that's as far as he can go when it gets too late or it gets dark, where I can see him and I know where he is.
Okay, so you don't believe that a curfew for all would actually work?
You can't curfew everybody.
Why?
How is that even going to go into effect? What are they going to do? Put loads of guards around and make sure all the 16, 14 and 15 year olds are inside? That's never going to work. Kids are going to be kids, as you said, Adrian. Some kids like to go out and just go out and play. It starts at home. If you want to discipline your kid, if you want to tell your kid not to go out and hang around the streets, you just need to know where your kids are. It's simple as. You need to know where your kids are. It starts at home.
Okay, so the example that Jeremy gave was a group of young kids, 10 or 11, hanging around outside the shops last night at 8:45, some of them smoking, some of them just... bumming around, acting the maggot, basically. And he believes that the guards should be rounding these
should
up.
Should have the power to be able to do it.
To take them in and bring them home.
And bring them home to their...
But I'd love to know where their parents are. How does an 11-year-old get to hang around a shop?
Isn't that exactly the point, though? That the guards should have the power to take the young fella, bring him home, knock on the door and say, "What the fuck is your young fella doing out on the streets?"
Yeah. Up to about the age of, say, 11 and 12, yeah, I think the guards should have the right. When it's at 9, half 9, 10 o'clock, the guards should be able to turn around and say, "Sorry, what are you doing out this late? Where's your parents?" and bring them home.
So you do agree then with some sort of a curfew?
Yeah, the guards should have the power. If young kids, as young as, say, 10 and 11, are hanging around at 9, half 9 outside shops, I think the guards should have the right to bring them home. Like, my 11-year-old was outside the shop at 8:30, 9. I'd kill him stone dead.
Okay, but and you can hear from what Jeremy told us about what he witnessed last night, that there's a lot of parents that don't give a damn. They don't really care.
I know, it's so wrong. The only person that suffers in that is the child. I think it's so wrong. It's sick. It's wrong.
But this has always been the case, Lorraine, and it was even the case when I was growing up in a council estate as well, is that you had kids who were reared by parents, and then you had kids who were reared by the streets and street urchins. And that's what these kids are. Most of these kids are being raised by the parents just couldn't be arsed raising them for whatever reason. They're just too much hassle. So they just put them out onto the street and just let them let them roam. And
okay,
so the
kids that you saw last night, Jeremy, you would like the guards to have the power to bring them home to mammy and daddy, yeah?
Yep.
And then what? Charge mammy and daddy with neglect.
With neglect.
Child neglect.
It is neglectful. If you are allowing an 11 or 12-year-old out on the streets at night in dark with no parental supervision, that is neglect. Now, you can't argue with that. There is no...
Would you agree with that, Lorraine?
I wouldn't get the parents done with neglect, but at the same time, they could do a parenting course, they could do something else. As I said, if my 11-year-old was outside the shop and I didn't know he was there, or I'd like to think the guards would pick him up and bring him home. Like, as I said, my 11-year-old doesn't go any further. I know where he is. But at the same time, if I'd like to... I just think it's wrong. I think it starts with the parents. Like...
There's no doubt, Lorraine, it does start with the parents, but the parents aren't being forced to be parents by anybody, and that's how you get little Johnny hanging around the shops at 9 o'clock at night and he's only 11.
And as well...
But then little Johnny's parents should be maybe done for neglect, or be brought on a parenting course, or...
Lorraine, I agree with you to a point, but you cannot make a bad parent to be a good parent. These people are bad parents because they were raised on the streets as well, so they know no different. They were dragged up, and their kids are dragged up. You can't. Have you seen some of the parents? You often see them in videos on TikTok and stuff when their young fellas are being arrested for drug dealing, and the guards are taking the sons away, and the mothers say, that's my son, he's an innocent man, he did nothing, you leave him alone. These parents aren't, they're not fit to raise goldfish, never mind kids. So no, all the training in the world is not going to teach these deadbeat parents how to be decent parents. You're wasting your time.
What's the answer? Take off the kids.
That's his belief. Round them up, bring them home. But the parents don't
and
give
put
a
them
fuck.
Where?
And put them where? Yeah,
well, find them. Take the money off. Take their dough money away. Whatever the case may be.
So
what's that going to solve?
So
though?
Find them into
the
being
the child.
Find them into being good parents.
Yeah, make them be good kids. Or good parents.
085 825 2626 is our number. Lorraine, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in some reaction that's coming in. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, you can do it right now. 085 825 2626. This is Brandon.
And it's always the same kids as well that you do see in their uniforms 24/7. They come home from school, go out and play in the uniform, go to school the next morning in the uniform as well. Scruffs.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie has sent us a WhatsApp voice note.
Anastasia, stick to singing, will you? Because you haven't got a clue. I told the lads before, I coached a football team for years, and we used to hire out the AstroTurf down in Cherry Orchard. And every bloody month I'd ring up the bucket and I'd be told, oh, you can't have it because it's burnt out, you know? And the excuse was, there's nothing for kids to do. Down there, they had AstroTurf, equestrian centres, community centres. All these underprivileged areas actually get better facilities for kids for things to do than private estates. And they still fucking ruined them. It's a cop-out. And Jeremy's idea of a curfew, who's going to police that? We're 3,000 police short. What do we do? Try to get these apparently 50-year-old new guardie to fucking run around after kids? Not going to happen. Scumbag parents... they let them out, and it's been happening since the bleeding dawn of time. It's all about how you raise them, and unfortunately it's scroats raising scroats.
And that's that was what was said a couple of minutes ago. 085 825 2626 is our number. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
John, you've been listening to what we said. Our first caller saying there's not enough for young people to do in the evenings. Our second caller saying you can't have a general curfew on everybody, but the kids should be rounded up and brought home. What's your view on this?
First of all, I can't believe what Jeremy said. You know, and it really annoys me to think that he's doing a better job than me. Hold on for a minute, Jeremy.
So what can't you believe? I've said a lot, so what?
I tell you what, if you let me say it, you're doing a better job than me by locking your kids up into a bedroom, and, you know, I just don't get that. I don't think that's the way out, isn't it? Well, here's the thing, okay? My young one stays out, she'll be about 10, half 10, depends on, you know, but latest is half 10. She's never done a thing wrong.
Is this on a school night?
School night, me arse. It doesn't matter. No. Now, here's the thing. The last time I looked, it was adults burning out Lewis's and buses in town. It wasn't the kids. So, now, what I'm going to say to you is, lads, here's the thing. My daughter's a great girl, and she has a great bunch of friends. They're not going around burning cars or wrecking the kip or drinking or smoking
Because
I do fucking know. Because I'm very down to earth with my kids.
Firstly, how old is she?
She's 11.
She's 11. And she's out till what time?
Half ten.
And where is she?
She's out at the park here. She's around the estate here. You know.
Sorry, hang on, I want to write this down. Hang on, because what age is she?
11.
11? And she's out to what time?
Yep. Half ten.
That's a Tusla job, that is. That's too slow.
Is it now? Now, here's the thing.
For example, last night. Was she out last night?
Oh, she was. Of course she was. She's out every night.
In the freezing cold. But could you walk
out? I say it to her. I say, where are you going? It's freezing out. Oh, no, I'm going. My friends are out. Okay, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to keep them up locked up playing PlayStations.
Are you able to know exactly where she is when she's out?
I have her on the Snapchat there. I know where she is, and you know, I do ring her as well.
I have her on the Snapchat.
So at 9 o'clock last night, if you needed to get, you needed to know where your daughter was, would you know exactly where she was?
I do. Okay. I can see her on the map, and then I can ring her anytime I want.
Okay, now, so you can see her. You can see her on the map. Fine. So, do you know what she's up to?
Of course, she's out playing with her friends, Adrian.
Playing what?
And as you said.
So what do you mean playing?
Just hang on, with her friends. She'd just be down in the park.
What are these things that she does be doing? Because you're saying playing. By the way, can I just say to you,
she's supposed
to
be out on her bikes as well. What do you want me to say to you, Jeremy?
Okay, she's not out playing skip with a skipping rope. 11-year-olds don't play.
Absolutely not. They don't be. But they're not out drinking and smoking like you fucking said.
Is she hanging around outside shops?
She'd go down to the bars now and again, Adrian, and she'd get a bag of chips. But she wouldn't be hanging around the shops. I wouldn't have that. And I'd never have that. But she'd go down and get a chipper with her friends, and she could be back. You know, I'd be like, you know, just look, listen, the picture that Jeremy's trying to paint is absolutely fucking terrible.
Well, no, so you need, John,
it is.
John.
It absolutely is. It's disgraceful what you're saying.
You need to get your shit together as a parent. you clearly do, because I'd say Lorraine and the other one, I'd say you're nearly after falling off your chair, Lorraine, are you?
My son at the age of 11 is in bed at 9:30 for school.
That's fair play to you, Lorraine. Fair play to you. That's you. And good on you. My kids aren't. I was young once, as what Adrian says, and I was out till 10, 11 o'clock. I never done fuck all wrong. And I did my kids, and if they did cause trouble, they'd never see, they'd be grounded. But they don't do.
What time is she up for school?
8 o'clock, like every other child, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, but what time did she go? Well, then what time did she go to bed at?
She'd be bed about, 11, 12. I don't know. Give and take 12 anyway, you know. She'd be
and
up there.
And you be able to function in school properly?
Oh, it's just not a bother to her. Yeah, 100%. And it wasn't a bother on me either. So, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, sure, even if your kids are in, they'd be playing the PlayStation. Most kids I know PlayStation at 12 o'clock. Go on, sorry.
No, they don't. As I said, mine was in bed and sleep.
Look at here. You must have gotten. My kids just stay up, you know. They won't stay up till 12. I'm not going to lie about it.
John, let me ask you a question on a serious note. Are you not worried about an 11-year-old being out after 9 o'clock at night?
And the
potential danger or harm she could come to?
She's not at all, Adrian. Not at all.
There's not a bother to her.
There's a group of them. They're always good at them.
I have a 13-year-old stepdaughter, and I wouldn't let her out till 10:30 at night. My 13-year-old stepdaughter, I wouldn't let her out till 10:30 at night.
But that's up to you. That's your call, Lorraine, you know. That's your call. Okay, I'm not going to say you're wrong or you're right.
Let me ask you then, John, because Lorraine said the same thing, that the guards should have the power to round kids like your daughter up.
I just have to laugh at that.
And bring her home.
I know it's not going to happen. And what did they do wrong to bring them home? They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do feck all wrong. If she committed a crime or caused a bit of hassle, I could understand why a guard car would pick anybody up. But no, and then they won't be either. That's bullshit.
It's
never going to happen.
She's 11. It's a safety issue.
Will you give it over, will you, and get your 10:30 at night is a safety issue. Will you stop all that? Jesus Christ, listen to yourself.
And John, is
not a winner, though. What happened if something, God, heaven forbid, and I wish it never does, what happened if something happens to her in her base outside of 10:30?
Listen, we can't live in a world of what ifs. I'm sorry, Lorraine, but it never worked for me, and now I wouldn't do that to my children. It is where it is. I've heard this complaint before from parents. What if this? What if that? Like I say, I feel sorry for Jeremy's children there. He's wrapping them up a cotton wall there. It's just terrible. I just think that's terrible. What you do with kids is locking them up all the time. You know, the kids have to get out. You know, they can't be sitting in front of a fucking monitor monitor all day, every day. That's
my
just
son
terrible.
Sit in front of a monitor every day. He plays GAA.
I never said to you.
Soccer.
I said Jeremy said that. He's up in his room all the time.
Yeah,
that's what he said. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, if you're asking, my young fella has a Switch off for the Nintendo Switch. 7 o'clock is a Switch off. No games after 7 o'clock.
I believe you. Yeah, thousands wouldn't, Jeremy. Like, where you the fuck out at?
Okay, my point is, does a year between your daughter and my son, yeah? And I can't, I just can't fathom, that means imagine, John, but I can't imagine my son being out in 1 year's time till half ten at night.
Yeah, but that's you, Jeremy. You know,
well,
there's nothing wrong with
the same age as his daughter, and I'd have a heart attack if he asked me to go out.
Well, that's yourself as well. That's what I say. Whatever you used to do, you used to do what you used to do. I'll do what I do. Nothing wrong with the kids being out and about. They're not causing trouble. They're not causing
Are you absolutely 1,000,000% certain that your daughter is not out up to antisocial behaviour?
Absolutely. I think
even Stevie Wonder could see that I'm doing a better job than you as a parent.
Will you give it over, Jeremy, for fuck's sake? Lock your kids up if you want.
So you're telling me, what did you say, 1,000,000% or 1,000%?
I asked for 1,000,000, yeah.
Okay, 1,000,000. You're telling me 1,000,000% your daughter's not vaping when she's down the field with her mates?
100,000,000%. 1,000%.
There we go.
She's not that stupid to hurt her or to fuck her health up. She's not that stupid. She knows it. And I know it too. Look, you can say what you like. It's my fucking daughter. I know her by the back of my hands. And for you to turn around and say, oh, she's drinking, she's smoking, she's like, will you fucking stop it now, your shit together. You get your shit together, actually. Honest to God.
I didn't say she was doing any of these things, but I'm saying, do you know that she isn't doing any of them?
Of course I do. Fucking do.
How?
Because I know, Jeremy, I know.
Do you ever do a spot check on where she is?
I've rang her. I'd be out and about, Adrian, and I'd ring her. Swear to you, and she would be weird exactly. She said, and I do on a regular basis. And I'd pick her up and say, "Listen, come on, we're going off and getting Chinese, or we're going off to get food." Like, we go off and do things as well. Like,
On a separate note, John, how are her school grades?
Great, absolutely fantastic.
But is
she's above her class and all?
Okay.
Yes, she is.
Okay, the class must be,
you know,
that's what I'm annoyed as well. The point I'm trying to make
there
is,
you go again, smart arse. Just because you think you're great because you drag your kids in and you leave them in front of a fucking PlayStation,
my point is, John, is that your daughter is not getting enough hours. What time is she up for school?
Oh, you fuck off out of that.
What time is your daughter up after school in the morning?
You're not to be listening to the rain. I'm at the same 8 o'clock.
Okay, so she's up at 8. She doesn't give her much time to get ready and get out. What time does she start school at? 8:50?
About 10 to 9, yeah. 10 to 9, yeah.
Okay, so she's up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so she'll be up at about 7:45, you know, give and take. What's this? Where are we going with this?
I'm just trying to work out the amount of hours she gets in bed. And
fuck's sake, will you stop, will you? Okay, give it over, Jeremy. Come on now. He's getting annoyed now because he hasn't got anything else on him.
What time is she putting her head down the night? What time is she? It's a simple question.
I don't be fucking sitting there watching her going to sleep now. In fairness,
just give me
give and take. I don't know, roughly around 12, give and take, Jeremy. Give and take.
Okay, does she bring her phone? Obviously, she has a phone because she's on Snapchat.
She has a phone. She's a laptop, a PlayStation in her fucking room. Yes, she has.
Is she allowed to bring her phone into the bed with her, into the bedroom?
Of course she is. Oh, you see it here?
Literally.
Oh, arsehole. Arsehole.
Everybody is
here we go again.
Everybody is raising your child apart from you.
So what? Take the phone off her as well. And what are you going to tell me? She shouldn't be getting a phone until she's 13 or 14. Is that what you're going to say to me as well?
It's a conversation for another day.
My point is, that's a wet blanket on the line there.
You're an absolute idiot. I swear to God.
She's going into the bedroom at 12 o'clock. She's on Snapchat for another hour and a half. So she's going to sleep at about 1:30.
Yeah,
and she's up at 8 o'clock in the morning. She's supposed to be doing well in her
A phone does, a laptop does, Asia. You know, Jeremy, you know that, don't you? So what am I to do now? Am I to go up and get the PlayStation out of the room, the laptop out of the room, and the fucking phone out of the room every night, aren't we?
No,
get your shit together. Come on now. Stop messing.
Both of you get your shit together.
But you can start by just being a father to her. That's
Stay there for a second, John, if you can, more people to bring in a second. But before I do that, I want to read out this message from Rebecca, and she says, I'm not sending a voice note, but I work in a shop, and you wouldn't believe the amount of abuse we get off young lads. It's shocking. When I was that age, my mother used to call me as soon as the streetlights went on. If I wanted to go somewhere, I was told I've no business being downtown, and she was right, said Rebecca. Let me bring in this message from Jason.
Jeremy, the guards ain't the babysitting fucking transporting service. We don't have enough guards to police the roads, for God's sake, or to show up if your house or your shop is robbed. And you want them to start driving around housing estates picking up kids and bringing them home? Will you cop on, son, will you?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Denise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Denise?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I think, okay, I'm not criticising John's parenting or anything. Sorry, I think it's John. His name is, I have two kids. I have a daughter that's 13. And as soon, her rule when she goes out now, she's not out in this weather because it's way too cold, but when she is out, as soon as the street light goes on, which is dusk, which is normally fairly early these days, as in half past five,
mm-hmm.
she knows she needs to get her backside home. If she doesn't, and I have to ring her, she's grounded. They're the rules. She's 13. I mean, she's first year in secondary school. It's not that I don't trust her. I 100% trust her, but there has to be boundaries. You can't have your kids wandering around at 10:30 at night when they're such a young age. I'm sure his daughter is amazing. She sounds fantastic, as in she's holding her grades, she's doing what she needs to do, but she's still only 11. She might be the best in the world. It's like being the best driver in the world. You know you're going to be great, but it's all the other people that's around you can't predict. She could just be an innocent bystander and get tarnished with the same brush as other people in the group. You can't confirm that every child she's with is going to be a good influence or isn't doing what you were saying about vaping and getting in trouble and, you know, all that kind of stuff. She might just be standing there watching them, but she could also get in trouble for just being there like that. With regards to sending your child to bed with their phones and stuff, absolutely not. Kids do not, and best of intentions, they won't get off them. And, you know, they
okay,
just
but,
get
John,
we're
John,
the same.
It's a question that I already asked you about, are you worried for her safety? She might be a great girl, but how do you know she's not hanging around with some friends that aren't that great and maybe causing antisocial behaviour?
Okay, here's the thing, and I'm just in relation to Denise. Look, I understand what you're doing, Denise, and I get that. But I'm not running a prison here, Denise, and I don't mean to be sounding.
I'm not running a prison either, John. It's not about running a prison. It's about giving them giving them an option to know that when they follow the rules, they'll get rewards for it. It's giving them. I've had an 18-year-old as well, John, and I did the exact same thing with him, and I'm telling you now, he's a fantastic young fella. He's never been in trouble, and I'm
sure
very
he
lucky.
Is, Denise.
You have to be able.
Sure
you
is.
Have to be able to just give him an inch without giving him a mile, John. Give her a little bit.
Look, here's the thing, Denise.
Hold that responsibility with you, not her.
I have a 23-year-old son, and I didn't do anything different to what I'm doing now with my daughter. And I want to say this to you. Hold on, Denise. It's not different. It's not different. Look, so here's the thing, Denise. The way and what I done, you see, we were reared by my mother and father, and we were never in trouble. And we never done anything wrong. For the simple fact is that we knew where our bread was buttered with them. And they know where their bread is buttered with me. They know not to act the bollocks. They know not to mess. They know not to get in trouble. They know not to have the guards at the door. Anyway, leaving all that aside, he's 23 and he has one of the best jobs that he can get. And here's the fact. I done exactly what I done with my daughter, what I done with him. And he didn't ever... Yeah, so I'm not going to change the recipe now, Denise, is what I'm trying to say.
It's about the time we're living in, though, as well,
though,
John. I mean, when I grew up, I grew up out the country, there was no street lights, and we came home whenever we were hungry. There was no boundary, but we all had respect for the parents, because you've got to boot up the hole if you didn't. Now, there's 5 years between my two kids, and when my son was growing up, there was a massive difference to the way that even just around the village where he is compared to what my daughter's facing
I get
now.
That. Denise. And I know this time has changed.
10 years between your kids.
Yeah,
there is a massive change. The fact that matters as well, Denise. We don't know in areas and everything. You have
Denise, let me ask you a question. It was suggested earlier on that the guards should be given the power to round up young people, particularly of that sort of age, 10, 11, 12, and bring them home after a certain time in the evening. Do you think they should have that power?
No, I think that's just going to frighten the crap out of kids, especially if they weren't doing anything wrong. I would say 100% if they're actually caught doing something, by all means. But if they're not, I go up to them and maybe have the power to go, look, lads, this is a curfew time or it's getting late. Get home now. If I see you here when I come back around in 10 minutes, then I'm bringing you home.
It's none of our business. It's none of our business. It's not the guardian's business. Hold on for a minute now, Denise. If a guard knocked at my door tonight and says, all right, how are you doing? At 20 past 10 and says, your daughter was down at the... Yeah, I'd say, yeah, I know. She was down getting a bag of chips. What's the problem here?
You'd be thankful for their help if something actually happens.
I'd be thankful for nothing, Denise.
I
don't live... Hold on for a minute, Denise. I don't live in a world of what-ifs, and I'm not saying that to Lorraine earlier on. You do you, I do me. I don't live in a world
where
what could happen. But here's the thing, Denise.
You know,
John, again, I'm going to ask you the same question. Jeremy said that the kids that he saw hanging around the shop last night were up to no good. They were intimidating customers coming into the shop, trying to bum smoke.
There's a few kids like that everywhere, Agent. Okay, and you all know that.
That's fine. You're absolutely certain that your daughter and the friends that she's hanging around with aren't those kids.
Yeah, they're great kids, and I know that. And they would not cause any harm to anybody. They wouldn't cause any trouble to anybody. I know that for a fact. And Jeremy said there as well, and here's another giveaway. If my young woman was buying vapes, I give her money, and I always ask her what she bought and money and what she did. And she'd always say to me, oh, well, I got this, I got that. I know she's not vaping. I do definitely know she's not vaping. The stupid things that Jeremy's bringing up here, you know, it's absolutely crazy. Here, lads, listen, my kids aren't out wrecking the streets, you know. It's only half fucking 10. Take it easy there, lads, please. So honestly.
They're out. She's allowed to stay out till 10:30 on a winter's night. Like last night, I wouldn't put it.
Winter's night. You sound great. I mean, you make it sound great. You do. Go on, hurry up.
Okay. I wouldn't put a dog out last night. So if she's allowed, if she's allowed to stay out till 10:30 on a winter's night during the summer, what time is she allowed?
10:30 as well. 10:30 as well. It's always been 10:30. It always will be 10:30. Yes.
So she goes in and then she goes up to bed she's on.
And she comes in, has a bit of tea, she'll make something to eat, and she'll hit the she'll go up and she'll hit the bed.
And spend another hour on. Do you know she's even talking to us? Whatever. Do you know she's talking?
Of course. Yeah, our friends. Yeah.
All right, John. Do me a favor. Stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Kelly.
Hey, Lex. Have to say, Adrian, you look massive. In IKEA the other day, shopping with your gorgeous wife. I just want to say, like, my cue when I was that age was literally the lamppost lights came on and you were told to get the fuck home. I could hear me ma from literally a mile away, and that was that. Like, I don't know what it's like to have a teenager, but my little fella is only 4. But when he gets that age, he'd be tucked up on the sofa at 8, bang on 8 o'clock watching the soap, stuck watching the soap with me. There's not a hope that, like, for any parent to see cozy at home knowing that the 10-year-old is out at 9 o'clock at night in the pitch black, getting up to all sorts, is an absolute joke.
And I had another message that came in a moment ago, and it says, lads, I'd love to come on, but I'm in work at the moment. I live in Finglas and was coming home late last night from training. There was a group of 7 to 8 kids, easily no older than 10 years old, hanging around the shop smoking weed at nearly 11 o'clock last night. I recognised 2 of the kids, and their parents don't care because they are scroats themselves, says that message. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hi, Iz, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. What's your reaction to this conversation? Should there be a curfew for young people to stop them being on the street at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, there should be. And I think John needs to pull his finger out and start being more responsible with his children.
what, for letting them out at half 10?
Yeah. John, you were on here a couple of weeks ago saying, hang on, let me speak. You've already got your speech now. Hang on. A couple of weeks ago, you came on here to this show. You came on to the show saying, Ireland's not safe. Ireland's not safe. Why are you letting your 11-year-old out
because
and half
she's
of
her
night? It's not safe.
I'm about to tell you already.
John,
she's
give it over.
She's
yeah, you're not walking around holding a hand, John. Stop being so naive. Like.
And I won't be either. Not 11 years of age.
John,
no, I wouldn't be walking around
over.
With a hand.
She is 11. She hasn't even made a confirmation yet. She's a child.
You don't know her. Listen, here's the thing. There's not a bother on her. She's not doing anything wrong. She never did anything wrong. So She's probably not doing anything wrong.
And she's probably a great little child. But John, that doesn't mean she's not going to come into danger.
I'm going to say the same to you, Jess, as I said to everybody else, Jess. And this was is I do not live in a world full of what ifs or what coulds. Okay, it's not me. I never done it. My parents never done it. I'm doing what my parents done. I'm going to do, and I hope they do what they do with their kids. They're not doing anything wrong.
So you're not going to worry if something happens to her. You're not going to worry.
Of course I worry. Should I be able to parent? Of course we would worry. Of course that's stupid to say,
John.
But what I'm saying is, it's not.
Yes,
ten.
It is.
So Jesus,
yes, it is.
When we were younger, we were younger, we were 11 and 12 o'clock.
She is not even a teenager yet. She hasn't even made
There's
a confirmation.
A
she is
a baby.
She's
a
child.
If I thought there was a problem, she wouldn't be out, Jess. That's
well,
being honest with you.
I hope to God that you've never come into any problems.
So
because if she's out that
thing.
Late, she's at high risk. It's so dangerous.
Not at all.
I don't know
not
how you don't see that.
Jess, this brings us back to the start of this conversation about whether or not the guards should have the power to take kids like this off the street, like his daughter. She's not doing any harm, he says. But should the guards be able to round her up and pop her in the car and bring her home?
I think the guards do have that power because I remember years ago seeing a couple of the lads being picked up in the field about 11, 12 o'clock at night and being brought home. I think they do have the power, but I just don't think the guards bother doing anything about it because, like that first caller said, it starts at home. There's only so much the guards can do. How many times do the guards need to bring them home? There could be something more serious happening up the road and the guards need to attend that scene, but they can't because you have to bring it down the road home. So I think the way I see it is it does start at home. And if any parent...
Okay,
and
you're saying it starts at home. And John, you genuinely don't believe you're doing anything wrong. You don't believe your daughter's causing any harm or is in any danger.
No, definitely not. And if I thought it was any way different, you know, if I thought Adrian that she was causing trouble, she wouldn't be out, honest to God. So, you know, I don't see this big problem here. And everybody's saying, what if this and what if that? I don't do what ifs. You know, she's grand. She's okay. She's been, look, there's not a bother on her. I don't know what everybody's flapping about. And the guard eating, you're pissing me off, Adrian, with the guard eating there as well.
Okay, I want to read another message. Hang on, I want to read another message that's directed at you, okay? And it says, I've been listening to you lads for years, and this is the first time I'm speechless. That caller, John, shouldn't be in charge of a dog, let alone an actual human. I agree that Tusla need to get involved and knock on his door. What a moron. What do you say to that?
Fucking Tusla. What a Tusla. He sent that. That's another moron. You know, what am I doing? What did the kid do wrong? What did I do wrong? Nothing, Adrian. I find this amusing, actually, now at this
John,
stage. I do.
John.
Honest to God. Yes.
John, it's not about what she's doing. It's about what could happen to her from someone else.
I'm not doing codes. I'm sorry, Jess.
She might be a great child, but you cannot tell me that the other five she's hanging around with are great. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing, Jess. 11-year-old
is easily influenced by other children. She could be the best child in the world and be so good. But John, what if she walks around to the ship with her friends and gets attacked? What about that?
That could happen during the day, Jess. That could happen during the day.
John,
come on, you know
the chances of it are higher at half 10 at night. Like,
I don't do what ifs, Jess. I'm sorry, I'm going to say that again.
Okay, so you don't believe you are in any way a bad parent. You don't believe your child is in any way
a bad parent. I'm one of the best. I'm the best parent out there, and the kids know it, and my friends know it.
You don't. And you don't do what ifs? He doesn't do what ifs.
I don't do what codes or what ifs.
Doesn't
nope.
do what ifs.
Sure don't.
You'll be on this podcast in a couple of weeks.
John, I've been asked to play this message for you. Hang on there for a sec. Henry.
And the reward for the greatest, for the worst parent of the year is John.
Jesus. You all right, Henry? Is Henry okay? Holy shit. Play that again, Adrian. Play that again. Give us that.
Okay, you want to hear it again. Here we go. This is from Henry.
And the reward for the worst parent of the year is John.
Does Henry want a hand in fucking talking? He's just talking. Jesus. Look at lads. Nothing happens. Nothing will happen. I know. Look, you know, the kids are great. They're not doing nothing wrong. They've never done nothing wrong on anyone. So, yeah.
All right, John. Thank you very much. Thank you. And let me read.
When are we sending the trophy out to them?
We bring in one final message from Sean.
That John fella's an absolute clown. It doesn't sound like he's a decent enough parent, because, like, there's not a fucking chance in hell I'd let my daughter out if she was 11 to be out at that fucking time. There is too many dangers towards young girls out on them fucking streets, and I can guarantee he'd be fucking screaming to anyone and everyone, oh, help me, when she does get, if she did ever get snatched. Touch wood, she fucking doesn't, like, but it's a fucking joke. We are supposed to protect our fucking kids. You get them in and don't have them out all hours of the fucking night, because that's when fucking a lot of bleeding gobshites are out on the streets and they don't give a fuck about your kids. So, yeah, he's a gobshite.
Jeez, Sean, I counted about 7 fucks in that short little message.
That's a lot
of fucks. My God. Oh. Anyway, there you go. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. You still stand by that there should be some sort of a curfew for young kids?
100%, because I know I'll go around to the shops later on tonight and it'll be the same thing over and over again. It's history repeating itself.
Okay. John's daughter's done nothing.
John needs to get his shit together.
Yeah, no, but John's daughter has done absolutely nothing whatsoever.
And the reward for the greatest for the worst parent of the year is John.
Come on, Henry.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you very much indeed. All right, that has been the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Catch you on the next one.